Ready to win? It's time for Fillin' It Friday with Duke and Dave on the SVI Radio Network.
7:13 on Friday the 13th, and David Kazare is here live in studio for Feeling It Friday. I'm a little nervous for this one, to be honest, Dave.
Well, good morning, Duke. You're kind of a superstitious type, aren't you?
I don't know. It's all narrative.
Well, you know, the 13th of December is always a good day for me because it's Santa Lucia Day.
Santa Lucia Day.
You should love it.
What do you do on? Do you eat bagel dogs on Santa Lucia Day? Is that what you do for tradition?
You know, I think we should start a new tradition.
I'm all in.
Yeah. No, it's actually a Scandinavian holiday where it's supposed to be the eldest girl in the family comes and brings breakfast to bed to everybody in the home.
Oh.
And it's a good tradition. It's of course centered around the old Santa Lucia from a long, long time ago.
Naturally.
Yeah. And so growing up as a kid, my mom always would come in, and it's kind of creepy though, because they actually put candles on a circular crown. And they walk into your room with these candles on your head. And so it's kind of a little bit of a fire hazard. They've since then, of course, things have gotten better. They don't have battery operated, you know, little candle looking things.
That's
so it's
crazy.
not near as scary as it used to be. But yeah, so they come in and they do that and they sing this song and it's kind of fun. You get a breakfast in bed.
Well, it's too late for breakfast in bed, but breakfast in studio.
I'm all for that. I like that. So we'll plan on that.
Breakfast in studio today for Santa Lucia?
Santa Lucia.
Santa Lucia.
That's right.
All right.
Yes.
Done.
So, it's kind of fun, Duke. You know, you need to be more cultural, my friend.
Well, you need to wear candles on your head and bring me breakfast.
All right, it's a deal.
Okay, fair enough. Hey, we have some great stuff to give away today for Fillin' It Friday.
Yes, we do. Some good stuff. Also, some not-so-good stuff. It all depends on how our listeners are feeling this morning.
Give us a call at 307-885-5778. If you would like to play, 885-5778. You must be at least 10 years of age or older to call. And if you played Fillin' It Friday in the last 30 days, we'll ask you to take a break. We do have prize packs for both the Star Valley and Kemmer Diamondville communities. First caller on the line. Good morning. Who is this?
Stephanie.
Hey, Stephanie. What town are you calling from today?
Athens.
All right, let's play Fillin' It Friday.
Good morning, Stephanie. Here we go this morning on Fillin' It Friday. Which of the following high school sports seasons began this week in Wyoming? Is it A, football and soccer, B, wrestling and basketball, or C, cheese making and mopping?
B.
Very good. Yes, you got it. Very good. All right, now you are caller number one, which means you get to choose from all four numbers. Which one are you feeling this morning? 1, 2, 3, or 4?
Three.
Feeling number three? Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Number three this morning is a snow shovel with a broken handle. That's
Dave,
fun.
Dave broke it when he was wearing candles on his head. Stephanie, thanks for calling in. Have a good weekend.
Thanks.
All right, see you later.
Yeah, a lot of momentum is needed for that to happen, but it's possible, and I can testify it does.
It worked.
It happened.
It did it. Well, not number three.
Not number three, Duke. But that does mean the chances have now gone up a little bit for the next caller. Thanks for Stephanie.
And that next caller's on the line. Good morning. Who is this?
Lori.
Lori, what town are you calling from today?
Fairview.
All right, let's play Fillin' It Friday.
Good morning, Lori. Here we go. What color is Rudolph's nose? Is it A, red, B, black, or C, orange?
A.
You got it. Red is correct. All right, now you do have a better chance of winning something good this morning. Which one are you feeling? 1, 2, or 4?
Let's try 4.
Lori is going with number 4. And this morning, she just won it's 2 lift tickets to Pine Creek Ski Resort in Cokeville, an oil change from Rocky Mountain Yeti in Afton, a quart of ice cream from Shumway Farms, and a manicure from Country Charm Salon. Lori, how you feeling?
Good.
Yeah.
Well, you've just crushed the Friday the 13th bug this morning. Lori, we have all those prizes here for you at SBI. You can swing by and pick them up anytime.
Okay, thank you very much.
You betcha. Have a good weekend.
You
Nice. Yes. Going past Duke superstition this morning. We're going to get over that.
That's right.
That's cool.
Thanks, Lori. Appreciate that. Good prize for Lori, but Dave, there's still one good prize out there to be had this morning.
That's right. A 50-50 shot is up here now for the next caller. And they're either going to win something good, Duke, or, well, something not.
That's true. This is true. Our third and final caller is on the line. Good morning. Who is this?
Oh.
Oh, see that?
Something not threw him off.
It did. Got him scared.
I don't want that something not. Still have time for that third caller if you'd like to play Fillin' It Friday at 307-885-5778. 307-885-5778. And we have that person on the line this time. Good morning. Who is this?
This is Gail.
Gail, what town are you calling from?
From Afton.
All right, let's play Fillin' It Friday.
Good morning, Gail. Here we go. Who wrote Handel's Messiah? Is it A, Hondo, B, Dow, or C, James Bond?
Handle.
Very good. You got it. You got it. All right. Now, Gail, you've got a 50-50 shot here at winning something good or winning something not good. Are you feeling number one or feeling number two?
I think I'll go with one.
She's going with one. Took a little bit of thinking time here. She's making sure that she's got the right number in mind. Number one is... Oh, Gail. It's a chicken and rib meal for two from 225 Barbecue in Thane. Good choice.
Thank you. It's my lucky day.
Oh, you cut out. What did you say? It's what?
Thank you. It's my lucky day, I guess.
Oh, yes, it is your lucky day. Yes, it is. We have a certificate here for you to 225 Barbecue in Thane. You can come by and pick it up anytime.
Thanks so much.
All right. Have a good weekend, Gail. See you later.
Very good. Although, I think, Duke, unfortunately, number two is probably going to happen regardless.
Well, we're going to give it to everybody this morning, shall we?
We'll be generous.
Everybody's a winner.
Number two this morning, Icy Roads for the next 4 months.
And if you're good, we'll throw in an extra month at the end.
That's right.
We'll just toss that in there for you. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate you coming in.
Hey, as good as always,
Happy Santa Lucia to you.
Thank you.